European foreign ministers are in Brussels today to discuss a number of issues, including how to rein in Iran's nuclear ambitions. The UN Security Council last week agreed to give European countries more time to work on a diplomatic solution before moving forward with possible sanctions against Iran. The foreign ministers are expected to discuss a list of incentives designed to entice Iran to put an end to its uranium enrichment activities. NPR's Rachel Martin is covering the meeting and joins me now from Brussels. Hello.
Good morning.
Tell us more about how we got to this point and what is this list of incentives supposed to achieve?
Well, as you mentioned, the discussions today come on the heels of a meeting last week between Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and her counterparts from the members of the UN Security Council. And out of those talks came a decision to allow the so-called EU3, France, Britain, and Germany, to continue their efforts to pursue a diplomatic strategy with this package of incentives. And these incentives, Iran could accept them, but they would have to put a stop to all their uranium enrichment programs. But it's important to note that this isn't replacing efforts by the Security Council to move ahead with its own efforts to take a stronger tact. The U.S. has been and continues to lead a push to get a binding resolution under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter, and that would pave the way for economic sanctions or even military action.
What is likely to be included in this incentives package?
EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana today spoke with reporters and said the package would be a mixed bag of political and economic incentives, which could include things like increased trade benefits with Europe, a variety of assistance with Iran's civilian nuclear program, perhaps even a plan to allow some Western countries to build nuclear power plants in Iran. But Solana made sure to reiterate that the EU has nothing against Iran having nuclear capabilities as long as they're devoted to strictly energy production for civilian purposes. He said that Iranian demands to be allowed to conduct uranium enrichment for research purposes were still something that at the moment the EU can't accept.
And how likely is Iran to accept these incentives?
Well, this is really the sticking point. And considering this package is being built off of a similar deal that was presented to the Iranians last August, which they turned down, it's not likely. A whole lot hasn't changed since then. Diplomats I've spoken to say there's some extra sweeteners in this package, but it's still very tenuous. Till now, the diplomatic strategy has really been to isolate Iran from the international community, hoping that eventually it would be too much for Iran to take and they would concede, but that hasn't happened, and quite the opposite. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's rhetoric against the West, and particularly the United States, has increased, and he continues to underscore what he says are Iran's fundamental rights to develop a nuclear program that he says is purely civilian. And over the weekend, during a meeting in Indonesia with leaders of Muslim countries, Ahmadinejad said Iran would not accept any incentives that would require it to stop its nuclear activities. And he called that a clear violation of the rights he says are enshrined in the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty.
And just briefly, what happens next?
Well, we go now to a meeting on Friday with the UN Security Council. Again, this is happening in tandem with efforts by the Council to perhaps draft a binding resolution that could pave the way for sanctions. So these two plans are coming together in tandem. Officials at the EU want to put their incentive package to Iran in the coming weeks, but at the same time, we'll wait and see what comes out of the meeting on Friday and the Security Council's decision to move forward with possible sanctions.
NPR's Rachel Martin in Brussels, where European foreign ministers are meeting for more discussions on Iran's nuclear program.